Hi, my name is Ashley Nicole Hall. You may know me on Facebook as FitMomAshley-6KidsInTow. Welcome to my podcast where I talk about real life as a wife and mom of six kids under 10. I'm a fitness and nutrition enthusiast. I have lived with chronic pain and conquered it. I have been down the barrel of anxiety and depression and come back out again. I want to let you know you can do this crazy motherhood thing too. People are always asking me how I do it. How I went from totally type A to still learning how to chill, and how I am going from my plan to God's plan for me. So here it goes. Today I want to share with you some realizations that I made that really helped me to cancel out the noise of the world, because I was feeling really low and down and, quite frankly, very cynical about the intentions of everyone around me. I was feeling really stuck in my cynicism. And so I wrote something that I want to read to you. And then I want to talk about it a little bit. Sometimes you get stuck in your cynicism and feel like everyone around you is being fake, lacks genuine concern, or is even being judgmental. So step back and ask yourself, what are you doing to keep it real? Are you being open and honest about where you are at in your life? Or do you prefer to keep your issues private? Don't criticize another for doing the same thing. When you ask someone how they are doing, are you emotionally prepared to do anything about their response? Can you actually help them right now? Don't criticize another for not being in an emotional place to offer you help and support. When you catch yourself certain that a friend is having struggles because of X, Y, or Z, is it really your place to make that call? Don't criticize another for offering their opinion. It's okay if they do, and it is okay if you disagree, and it is okay to be wrong. One of the most powerful lessons I've learned is you don't know anything until you know everything, and you'll never know everything in this life. So stop caring about what you think others are thinking, because chances are you are guilty of the same weaknesses. Give the benefit of the doubt. As the scripture says, lean not unto thine own understanding. Have faith in genuine struggles that we all go through and treat others as you would be treated. We are all going through life together. We are all learning. We are all struggling with one thing or another. We all have ups and downs. How can you help lift another's burden today? Have you done any good in this world today, as that song says? So let it go. Go make a difference and stop worrying about what everyone else is doing or not doing, and keep it real. This is for my hashtag mom tribe. This is for me. I wrote this when I was feeling exceptionally cynical, actually. I felt like the person that was being critical, criticizing everyone else. I was stuck in my own head, and I was so focused on myself and how I was perceiving everything, instead of stepping into somebody else's shoes for just a second to realize that we're all in this together. There is no reason for this great divide among moms or amongst Christians or amongst Mormons or amongst Jews, Catholics, everyone that believes a little bit differently. Something I learned from Rachel Hollis's Girl, Wash Your Face. Well, I didn't learn it. She just articulated it so well, and I wish I had it in front of me, but it went something like, I think it was in the chapter where she talks about the lie that I am better than you. And she talks about making those snap judgments and how to get out of it. And it really resonated with me. If you haven't read the book, go read it. Because I felt like that's what I had been discovering about myself. I had been discovering how I was making these snap judgments so easily. And I really was struggling with people around me. I was struggling going to church. I was struggling being friends with Mormons. I was struggling being friends with anybody, quite frankly, especially Christians. And it was a struggle because I needed these people to surround me during my faith crisis of the last year. And I think at the end of the day, what I realized was that my hormones, being incredibly imbalanced as they were playing a huge part in my perception of things. And I really hate to admit that, because when you're pregnant or when you're on your period, like, your hormones are out of whack, yet your emotions are so, so real. And the overreactions that you might have during those periods of your life, you might think they're super silly at any other point in your life, but in that moment, it's real. So imagine that. I am looking at everyone else and I'm thinking that they're judging me when really I'm only judging myself. And I'm sitting here accusing, quote, everyone, unquote, of thinking ill of me, of thinking that I can't hack it with six kids, of wondering why does she have six kids? She cannot handle this. She's doing them a disservice. She's doing herself a disservice and she's doing society a disservice. I used to think that everyone thought that I was doing a bad job. On the contrary, when I actually talked to the people that cared about me, they never said any of the things that I'm saying. I think one time in the heat of the moment, my dad said something along the lines of, well, you guys are the ones that decided to have six kids. Kind of suggestive of, that's why this is so hard right now. He quickly retracted that. Even though he retracted it, that phrase stuck in my head, probably because it's my dad. That phrase stuck in my head. It's still stuck in my head. And I still have to do the same retraction every time I think it. That wasn't his intention. He was just flustered in the moment trying to get a family gathering to work out. And it came out because he just felt like he was lost trying to get all of his girls, because he was a father of all girls, to come to an agreement as to what we were going to be doing as a family. And you throw some hormones into the mix and we were kind of a mess. And my poor dad, who doesn't struggle with these things, doesn't understand, and it was really overwhelming. So when I put it in perspective, he didn't mean what he said. It just came out. He was exasperated. But that stuck with me. But it's not fair for me to hold on to that. It's not fair to myself and it's not fair to my kids. To get myself out of these thought processes, what I usually do is I focus on the other side. What are people actually saying and thinking about maybe themselves? And how can I help alleviate them? What would I tell somebody else in my shoes having these same thoughts and struggles? And then I give myself a little pep talk. Moms, we get it. We understand that emotional turmoil that we go through. We understand, well, some understand and some are still getting there, but we understand that when we're feeling judged, most often it's really just us judging ourselves. So that cynicism that I was feeling towards everyone else was really just all back at me. I was just putting it on everyone else because I didn't want to feel responsible for criticizing myself so harshly. I wanted to blame it on other people because it was easier to be angry at other people for thinking ill of me. But it wasn't so easy to be disappointed in myself for having these thoughts about myself. I don't want my kids to ever think these things about themselves. So why should I allow myself to think this about myself? I shouldn't. I've got this. I think I'm a pretty good mom of six kids. I think I'm a pretty good mom, period. I think if I had one kid or two kids or three kids, I think I'd be just as awesome. I think at the end of the day, I need to give myself more credit so that I can wake up feeling empowered instead of going to bed with those feelings of regret and remorse for what went wrong in the day. I think if we all did that, we would find that we're doing this right. Like there's no one right way to be, and every day is going to be different. So hang in there. I know that it's rough when you're in the trenches with these young kids. I don't know what it's like to have teenagers or adult children yet. I don't know what it's like to really struggle with cancer or autoimmune diseases or, you know, children that are wayward and drug addictions. I don't know what it is like to have those kinds of trials. My trials seem to be all in my head. Seriously, it's my brain that is the problem. And that's what I struggle with the most. And I hope that in the future to interview some moms that have had some more of these external struggles, physical struggles, kids with health issues. I'd really love some feedback from you guys, my listeners, on what it is that you're interested in hearing. I think that we need to band together right now. There is such an attack on mothers in general, and I'd love to have working moms on here, part-time working moms. I'd love to have doctors and moms that have really just expanded their horizons and figure out how they manage the chaos of raising kids. I'd love to learn from you guys. So I would love for you to engage, email or message me and let me know what it is that you're most interested in learning. Because I know for me, I would like to interview the people that have impacted my motherhood the most. And those are going to be the people that have really struggled through thick and thin, the single moms that have had to go back to school and haven't been able to be there as much for their kids as they wanted to be while they were gaining their education, but who are now rock star moms as a result. The working moms that are having to support their families because their husbands can't find work. The moms that have had to heal their husband through a health crisis that took a long time and they basically had to carry the family on their backs. The moms that have struggled with anxiety and depression. The moms that have struggled with infertility. Those are the moms that have impacted me the most. Moms that were moms later in life, that had the career, that had all of this experience before they had kids and let it go easily because they'd rather just stay at home and be a mom. I'd love to interview these people and I'd love for you guys to listen and offer your feedback on what it is that is most important to you to learn and what you're struggling with, what you're striving to overcome. Because like I said, we need to be together. We need a band together. We need to encourage each other and lift each other up. So this is me sharing my experience and how I was able to start letting go of my own ridiculous expectations for myself and lower my standards for myself just a little bit, not my morals, but lower my expectations, lower my standard so that I could enjoy what it was that I was accomplishing day to day. And as a result, be a better wife and a better mom, be happier. I know I feel awful to say this, but my husband hasn't really enjoyed the happy side of me as much as he should have in this life, in our life together as a married couple. And I haven't enjoyed my happy self as much as I should have in these last 10 years. And I want to change that. So as I'm changing that, and as I'm learning and as I'm growing, and what's helped me come to this point, I'm going to share that with you guys. Thanks for listening. That's all for today. Follow me on Facebook by searching Fit Mom Ashley Six Kids in Tow, and on Instagram, Fit_Mom_Ashley, Ashley. That's me. I talk about how I am attempting to balance marriage, family, faith, fitness, nutrition, the works. I'm just living life and I'm sharing how I'm doing it. So follow me there for more. And if you're interested in an accountability group where we take a more in-depth look on how to achieve a healthy lifestyle amidst the busyness of today, message me on Facebook or Instagram or email me or just follow me to know when my next accountability group is going to be. Thanks again for listening. See ya.